right. The Delaware Art Museum exhibits art by breast cancer patients and survivors. What's this all about?
So this program originated with our Connected series, which is a series that we have where we ask community members to propose a program at the Delaware Art Museum, and we will give space and a budget for it. And this was proposed by actually a former staff member, and it became a signature program after that. We realized that there was a need that we could easily fill. Working with breast cancer patients and survivors, that's also just expanded to cancer patients and survivors in general, as well as their support people.
Yeah, Delaware, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so this is great. Healing Through the Arts is a free celebratory reception and art show. Let's talk about the show and the reception.
Yeah, sure. So the show consists of artwork that has been made throughout the year at different locations throughout Newcastle County. So we have worked with the Cancer Support Community of Delaware, the Helen Graham Cancer Center, and the Breast Cancer Coalition, as well as an online support group. And we've been offering free art therapy workshops to them. Participants spend some time together. Oftentimes they do bring their support person, the person that supports them throughout their cancer journey, and they make art. So that has ranged from ceramics projects here at the museum to a beautiful woven watercolors workshop, as well as some paint night style workshops as well. After those are done, we collect the artwork and hang them professionally in the museum and have a reception to celebrate.
All right. Tell everybody where the reception is, when the reception is.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's here at the museum on Sunday, October 20th from noon to 4. Not only will we have the artwork hanging, but we will have our labyrinth walks going on. We will have an introduction to something called a slow art tour. We'll have some art making activities and a grief drumming workshop.
Is everyone invited to this event?
Yes. So particularly the people who have participated in these workshops in the past, but it is open to the public, and we encourage anybody to attend.
How important, especially during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, how important, Rebecca, is this bilingual art therapy program for patients and survivors?
Yeah, so what we discovered over the past couple years is that Spanish services, our language services in Spanish, are not really available as much as services in English. So we have seen people who don't get to participate in other forms of therapy attend these workshops. It reaches out to a whole new population of people and lets them know they're not alone.
Anything else about this that you want the general public to know about?
I just want them to know that we have recognized this as a need in our community. And we look forward to expanding this program to different locations around the state, but also that we're starting opportunities here at the museum every other month. We have the next one coming up on November 24th, an opportunity called a slow art tour, where you slow down, look at artwork, discuss it in the museum's galleries, and then go over to our studios and do a meditative drawing exercise. This is a program that is free, and we look forward to 2020, where we're offering it every other month.
Talk to me, last question, talk to me about the online support group called In This Together.
Yeah, so it's a Facebook group, and it's been really exciting having the museum be the brick-and-mortar place where they can actually meet in person. As I said, we've been going to different locations around Newcastle County where services are provided for cancer patients. But we hadn't hosted anything at the museum yet. So Maryland to New Jersey. People who are craving, contact with other people and other forms of therapy. And we've been really proud to be a place where they can meet and do something creative together.